Washington County Free Fair coming up, and I've got several folks in for our program this morning, and I'm going to just start off here, I guess, Shannon, let's just start with you this morning. Thanks for coming back in this morning. Well, I always like talking county fair stuff, and it is coming up. People should have turned in their stuff a week from yesterday for the fair. Today, a week from today, would be judging day, and it would open to the public a week from tomorrow.
Correct. That is correct. All of the indoor exhibits will start coming in next Tuesday, and then we will have closed-door judging on Wednesday, and the fair will open up to the public Thursday through Saturday.
Wow, it's coming up here in nothing flat. Janet Vermillion, thanks for coming in as well.
Good morning, Charlie.
Good morning. It's a good day in the neighborhood. And, you know, there are so many things going on at our free fair, whether you're interested in the livestock exhibits, whether you've got 4-H projects, whether you've got, like our quilting, photography, sewing, whether you're coming up for the basket auction for the Cattlewomen's Association. There are just so many different things that make up our fair, and it's all good.
It is. Some of my favorite things, Charlie, are the outdoor concerts, the exhibits that the kids have inside in the south room, and then also the food.
You think? Well, let's just say, whatever is being served out there and whatever organization is out there, it's always good food.
Yes. Thursday night, come on out. I mean, the food is delicious. We have different groups. All that money just helps go back to that organization, and they help the kids in Washington County. It's a wonderful way that we have it set up.
Well, forget about the whatever the meal is that night, the chicken and noodles or whatever it might be. Come out and buy a pie or cake.
You bet. Yeah.
It's all good. And, of course, you've got a lot of musical entertainment. Last time we were talking about the fair, I know several different musical groups are on the schedule. And if I started quoting it from memory, I will get it wrong. But the point is you've worked real hard to get some great stuff out for it there for us again this year.
Yes, on Thursday, September 6th, the outdoor concert is Terry Melton and Let It Ride Band. Yep. And it'll be outside in the pavilion, and it starts at 7 p.m. On Thursday.
If you're not familiar with the Let It Ride Band, they have a 15-minute program tonight at 7 o'clock on K-Rig. You can tune in for 15 minutes of their music. They've been doing that for about a year and a half with us on Wednesday night on K-Rig.
So Then Friday night, September 7th, we have the Garrett Brown Band.
Right.
And it's all this is free, Charlie, so families would have a great time. And Friday night, it starts at 6 p.m.
Okay.
And it's an outdoor concert. So.
It is. And getting back to the food, because I think I cut the food short, different groups, different days, and I think you've mixed it up a little bit with some of some new groups that I don't have been serving out there before.
That's correct. Thursday day for lunch and for dinner, the Copan Aggies will be out there serving barbecue sandwiches, baked beans, dessert. And all of that money goes back to the Copan 4-H and FFA kids to help with their projects throughout the year. Thursday, for lunch and dinner, the 4-H Parent Volunteer Association is going to be serving. We'll be doing chicken and noodles for lunch, and then we're going to be serving meatloaf for dinner.
I had their meatloaf last time. It was great.
It's wonderful. Yeah. Wonderful. And so all that money, again, goes back to the kids within Washington County to help with their 4-H projects, sending them to camp and things like that.
That's so important that you come out, and it's just part of the traditions of our fair. And people make their dinner plans, I think, around who's serving what.
So. Absolutely.
Some of the other things that are going on, Nolan Jones joining us just a little bit. And Nolan, I know that I'm trying to get as many voices in the room here as I can, but I know you were in with us a few days ago talking about the fair. But there's always something different. You're always going to find something that you haven't seen before.
Yes, and I've always been involved as far as the board, but really not in the setup. And I usually got the last job that was filled, and that was a janitor job. It starts at 6 o'clock. That's always kind of tough.
So somebody has to do it.
But somebody has to do it, and this week has been real busy, and we've had a lot of volunteers out there. We've changed that big echo chamber that we usually walk into, the concrete dome over there.
Yeah.
And this week, there's been a lot of activity going in there, a lot of sweat and equity, and we got it all set up. And we're going to play around with that today and tomorrow, trying to get it kind of everybody happy. And then we'll be starting off next week after our Labor Day weekend. So everybody come out and enjoy. It's going to be a great time. And just seeing the kids that come with volunteers, they're already going back into the barns and playing and remembering what they did the last year at the fair. And so they're all having a good time, too.
It's always a good time for the exhibitors. And I'm going to say, take this weekend. You've got a Labor Day weekend. You may not be working on Monday. So take that opportunity. Grab a copy of the fair book. Download it from the county website, however you get it. And just flip through it and say, you know, I could do this. Or I've already got this home nearly finished. I can finish up this project and have it ready to take out there tomorrow. And let's get a bumper crop of entries out of the fair this year.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and remember, we're a three-day fair there for the public, so just pick out every day. There's going to be a topic there that you're going to like, and just from the people that come through and the crowd that comes through the door, there'll be entertainment from all those people, too. So.
You've added quite a bit to Saturday. Typically, Saturday morning, most years, there was a livestock show going on in the morning, but after about a noon meal, people started saying, well, it's going to be over real soon. Let's tear down and go home. You're saving, I think, one of the best activities to last this year.
That's right. We've changed the schedule just a little bit. The indoor building is going to open at 11 a.m. now and be open until 5 p.m. So hopefully, you know, our families that might play football or do other activities can do that in the morning and still join us for the mid-afternoon, early evening. Our livestock show will start at 11 a.m. With the hogs, and we have record number entries on hogs and sheep, cattle, and goats.
That's wonderful.
So we're really looking forward to that. And then we also have our pet and dog show that's going to be happening that same day. In a new location within the barn, so we hope that everybody enjoys that. And then our Great Pumpkin Adventure will kick off with the Great Pumpkin Way Off starting on Saturday as well.
That is going to be fun. I hope you have a big crowd just crowded around the scales watching you weigh these large pumpkins. And unless something has changed from when you were in here the other day, you were really encouraged that you got quite a few good ones coming in.
Yes, we hear that there's going to be several coming in that weigh well over 500 pounds. So we're really looking forward to that and hope they make it the next week.
I hope so too. And bring your cameras and document some of this stuff.
Yeah, and the winner gets $1,000, Charlie, so there's going to be a lot of competition in this Great Pumpkin Weigh-In.
Absolutely. I think that's marvelous, and looking for not only an Oklahoma record, but if we can help set a Kansas record, a Missouri record, I don't care, an Ohio record, if you can bring it from that far, come on down.
Exactly.
Absolutely. And I just want to remind everyone that Thursday and Friday, the indoor and the outdoor exhibits are open from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m.
Okay, and so that's going to be a lot of good things as well. I know you also have some organizations that they're there. Of course, the Master Gardeners always have a great exhibit. Typically, the amateur operators are there. You'll also find the fly fishermen with some of their exhibits and different things. So, I mean, it's just a collection of all different kinds of groups and activities and interests that you're going to find at the fair. And I know the runoff was just completed yesterday, but I still bet somebody's going to be there wanting to shake your hand and ask for your vote in November.
You know, I think if you ever went to the fair before, we have people that once the fair is over for this year, they'll jump right in and put themselves on the book for next year. Mm-hmm. And so we have a 19 booths up there, basically, that informational booths that we use and rent out for those three-day period. They've been booked up since about April. Mm-hmm. And we've got a little bit of activity right now, but our list that we're going to fill in with, they're going to be full again here after I get about an hour from now and call some people. And so we'll have them, and we're going to have a lot of the OCHE, the home extension offices. Mm-hmm. And then we got the 4-H and just all those groups, and we got the Master Gardeners. There is a Monarch demonstration that they're going to have for that, and then we have a secondary. I think we're going to be able to get into a booth that has another Monarch set up.
Okay.
So it's going to be real interesting.
And
before you even get out to Gary Decker and all his toys.
And after, I was going to mention Gary, and then walk past Gary and go over to the Children's Barnyard, because that is always one of the major hits of the fair, regardless of whether you're 7 or 77.
That's right.
Absolutely. There's a lot of fun things to do out there in the Children's Barnyard. Pet different animals between bucket calves, and I believe we're going to have a llama this year. And there's a lot of hands-on activities for the younger kids.
The folks that man it are, first of all, they know they're here to have a little bit of fun, but also to educate the kids, and they do both very well.
Yes, yes, they do.
Hey, Charlie, I think it's important to tell our listeners that we have a Facebook page.
You do?
Yes, Washington County Free Fair, and the schedule is on Facebook.
Okay.
And, you know, you don't have to pre-register for the pet and dog show that's going to be Saturday at 11.
Mm-hmm.
You can go on our Facebook page and see the different groups of the contest.
Okay.
And, you know, the children that have pets, just come on out.
And I also want to mention that we are going to be setting up a photo backdrop in front of the building. And we want you to take your selfies, whether it be with yourself, your family, your pet, whatever. And we want them to post them to the Facebook page because we want to see how you're enjoying the fair.
Well, and that means that you need to register a hashtag so that you can get it, you know, everybody can post it, whether it goes to their Twitter account or their Facebook page, so that you can keep track of those and publish those next year, you know, with.
Yeah, the pet show event flyer is on our Facebook page and the fair poster, and at the bottom of the poster is the schedule.
Okay.
You know, because Wednesday night, you know, we have a service led by Rhonda Yoakum.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the people will be bringing in their animals. And at that time, we want to gather and say grace and just bless our fair and the people that are in this in these events.
Well, we've had some pleasant weather so far this summer, and I'm going to hope that we have pleasant weather during fair time, because it's, if not, it's a strain on those animals, and another good reason to think about them in advance.
Exactly.
So again, we've got just about a minute to wrap this up. I want to make sure that people get a copy of the fair book, and you've got so many sponsors. I don't think we have time to name them all, but you know, when you look at the poster, when you come out to the fair, thank those businesses to get involved. Right, Nolan?
Yes, absolutely right. And let's not forget the Potter family, too. Thank you very much.
Okay. Yes.
I think we've given credit to your Grand Marshal, but I want to make sure that get that out there. And
Yes, Pam and Earl Pollock will be our Grand Marshals. And I think we'll have that little dinner there on it's Wednesday, isn't it? That we have that.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Okay.
And we'll be glad to have her back in and visit with her.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it. So, again, it's the Washington County Free Fair. It starts Tuesday of next week. Get your exhibits out there. Turn them in so that they can be judged on Wednesday and then viewed by the public the rest of the fair.
For residential and commercial plumbing, call Mason's Plumbing, where serving you is their priority.